Thank you, Amy. Again, I'm Brent Terman. I'm from the full-service firm of Bell Nunnally, and we are proud to be one of the Institute sponsors this year. Welcome to everyone in the room. I know I've got several text messages from people who are just having a blast in Austin traffic right now. They'll be joining us later. Also, thank you for everyone joining live and for everyone who's going to watch this after the fact since it's recorded. With that, we will get started with our first program. I'd like to introduce our panel members here. First, we have Jonathan Nerzardin. He's a president and founder of Megalomedia, and you'll see a lot more information on all of your speakers in the materials, but I'll give you kind of a little preview. So again, Megalomedia's first effort was a 2007 documentary film called Half Ton Mom. And you've also heard of a lot of the content they've put out since then, from Smoke Jumpers on CMT to My 600-Pound Life, Quince by Surprise on TLC. And more recent projects include Shipping Wars, Houdini's Last Secrets, and UFOs, The Lost Evidence on Warner Brothers Discovery Max. And then if you've attended here before, there's a good chance you've seen Michael Saleman here. Thank you again for joining us again and gracing us. He has a lengthy bio. I don't want to take up too much of the panel's time, but please take a look at it. Again, he's the head of legal and business affairs at Megalomedia. He has had an amazing career, and he has spoken at so many places, South by Southwest, Loyola Law School, right here at UT, UCLA, University of Montana, Rice, Chapman College Film School, and a lot of other institutions. He was also one of the drafters of the Texas Film Development Act, and we were lucky to have both of him here today. Thank you all very much, and I'll let you get started.
Good morning, everyone. Can everyone hear me okay? Great. So we're here to talk about reality television, and we thought that the angle that we would take is, from a practitioner's point of view at least, that the majority of the clients that I've had approach me over the years are not established production companies that can take something to network or get a call return from a network executive like Jonathan can, but they are producers or production companies that have potential television programs or concepts or something that's even more fully developed that they would like to take to network but don't have the ability to do so. So the angle that we're going to take, at least from our point of view, is how production companies like that are able to get concepts and projects to television programs. To television networks, I'm sorry. And when I say the word network, I will generically be meaning the big four television networks, cable companies, and streaming services, just for convenience. We may delineate between some of those during the presentation, but for our purposes, when I say network, it incorporates all of those. Now, the other thing you should know is that we have to give you a little bit of background. In order to determine which way a program can get on a network, there are generally three ways to do it. The first is a licensing deal. And a licensing deal is where the production company puts up all the money, has a completed project, and then takes it to the network and license it to the network. That is very rare in terms of what we usually see, because it's a big outlay of financial responsibility and funds, and not many production companies have the financial wherewithal to create an entire season of programming and then try to license it to network. The advantage to the production company, of course, is that they can control the length of the license. So if they grant a 2 or 3 year license to one network and the license expires, they have the ability to then take it to another network, or territorially they can perhaps sell domestic rights and then sell foreign rights separately over the course of a period of time. But that is very, very rare. The most common type of television program that I see that gets licensed to network are maybe outdoor shows, fishing shows, hunting shows, things like that. They could get fairly complex, where the production company is actually buying time from a television station or a network and then selling the commercial ads or they may get time on the network and do a split of the ads. It could go a lot of different ways.